This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. Squaw, wow, wow. Squaw, wow, wow. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. We're still in the quarantine. Newsflash.
Just in case you were like, I hate the version of this show when we're together. We're still in the quarantine. Coming at you with what we know you want. Us. Two different places.
Did we ever talk about...
Talking at each other.
Did we ever talk about how we had that idea to do a bunker podcast? Remember that?
I remember that. It was like a radio show type thing where it was more, it was in a different world.
It was like
fictional.
Yeah, it was like we were broadcasting to the whole world, and we were like a podcast that just like we were stuck in a bunker.
And it was like a radio show.
But it was like a radio show where we would start off, you'd hear like the radio show would start, and then it goes, hey, everybody, day 346. We don't even know if there's anybody out there.
Oh, scuzz, sounds like I ate too many beans.
Oh no, we're in such close quarters, dude. You can't be queefing over here.
Whoa, well, why don't you hit the deck? It's time for hit the deck, everyone. That's where we pick one deck of cards and punch it as hard as we can for a long time. They're always teeing up segments from casual conversation.
Let's cut to the punch cam. And it's just a close-up on the cards, and you're just like yeah. And there's like this music
hell
playing.
Yeah, you really punch those cards. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, but we were gonna do that because of the Cloverfield movie. We were gonna do like our own little ARG or something.
Yeah.
But do you remember what...
Oh, that was... We planned out if they asked us to do something.
Oh, that's right. Because, okay, so that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know where that
idea
came from.
What if they reach out to us?
Well, yeah. I mean, we did a thing with Paramount, and we had that 10 Cloverfield Lane screening, which a lot of you listeners actually came to, which was super cool. But then we were also mixed in with like Power 107 or something. There was like winners from a Power 106 radio contest and then like 30 Dynamic Banter fans.
Everyone seemed really happy to be there. The audience didn't overlap as much.
The funny thing was...
the common interest.
Well, there were certainly people there that were like... Remember we gave out t-shirts or something? Did we give out t-shirts? Yeah. We gave out something. I just remember people freaking out about the t-shirts. Like there were people that
free t-shirts. Yeah,
it's one of our classic bits, but where we talk about the free t-shirts and shit. But I just remembered at the 10 Cloverfield thing, since there were like Power 106 listeners that had won, they were all they cared about was like the free shit. And they were just like,
"Yeah,
hey, what movie is this, S.A.? I don't know. You won the contest. You tell me.
I was told we can get a cup.
Listen, I just listen to Power 106 like all day, and I call like every hour, dude. And so like, if I win, I win, you know? And so I won these tickets.
Listen, I've seen 27 movies this month. On Power 107's dime.
I met Nicole Kidman. I met, like, who'd I meet?
I held Danny Elfman in my arms.
But
so are you going to give me a t-shirt, or do I have to take my family to Dave and Buster's?
Or do I have to take my disappointed family to Dave and Buster's? Do you remember we did a Q&A
I'm not here to talk to you as much as I am here to get 4 t-shirts.
One for me, one for my wife, and one for my 2 babies. Do you remember we did that Q&A and those people stuck around? They must have been like, who the fuck are these guys? Is this what those DJs look like? They were like, is that Fat Tony and the Squirrel? They thought we were like some Power 107 DJs, probably.
Yeah, we have a different energy.
A little bit. We have a different frequency.
We don't have morning radio energy.
No. But anyway, I thought that was fun because we were thinking about that. I don't know why I thought about that. Something made me think about it. But we're still in this quarantine.
I thought it was fun.
We're still remotely bantering. Last episode was really fun, man. Sam was a good time.
I like him very much. I miss seeing that guy every day. I always hoped for the best for him because when all the SourceFed stuff ended, he was very sad, mm-hmm. understandably, just mm-hmm. sad boy for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, you work hard. You'll fucking bounce back. And he did. He's busy. People who are good at, they're just good workers. They, you know, there will always be something for a driven person to do.
Totally. And a talented person, I think.
An Italian person.
There's anything out there for an Italian person to do. But no, he's so talented. He really is. And he could really get any kind of job he wants, I think. And he would just, you know, need to push himself. Just like all of us.
Sam could be a doctor tomorrow, and I would trust him with any kind of surgery that I had to get.
Sam would be a great doctor. It would take him way too long, and I don't know why he would do it, and I'd be so confused, but he'd be a great doctor.
The one thing that's cool about Sam is how steady his hands are and how good they would be in an open heart surgery type situation.
That is the one thing.
Sam chugging Red Bull and then doing brain surgery.
Mike, what have you been doing? Have you and Zoya been like doing something? Do you guys have like a ritual?
Fighting?
Are you and Zoya fighting? Let's talk about it. No, do you guys have like a ritual? Are you in the middle of something? Like, what are you guys doing during this?
Yeah, we have a ritual. We wake up and then say, What was the most annoying thing I did yesterday? Why don't you throw that in my face? And then she'll be like, I don't have time for this. And then I'll say, I don't have time for us. And then I take my morning walk around the neighborhood.
And then you come back and the whole place smells like bacon bread. And she's like, a baked bread. Uh-oh. She's responding.
Do you want to come here for a second? Steve is asking us if we have a routine that we do every day.
A ritual or something
that we do every day.
Like, what do you guys do?
And I said that we fight.
Yeah, fight like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like blow out. Our neighbors are knocking on our doors.
We met all of our neighbors because of our fighting.
What a great way to meet your neighbors.
It's like a block party. And everyone keeps their distance, but everyone's having a great time except 2 people. Everyone's drinking truly sparkling alcoholic cider, not a sponsor, except for 2 people who are very upset and throwing very personal jabs at each other in front of everyone.
Who have already been drinking those. And that's what sparked the argument.
Yeah.
But we love each other.
We do love each other, but how much does that matter? Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Looking at you is making me look right into my lights, so it's inconsiderate.
What a romantic. He's such a romantic. The things that just falls out of his mouth when in regards to Zoya. You're standing in my light.
Are we gonna have a fight on the podcast?
Do you wanna hear a poem that I wrote?
No.
Roses are red.
No one cares.
Get out of the podcast room. shit. Stop me if you've heard this one, Zoya. So that's kind of what that's a little glimpse into every day. That's what it's like.
The arguing is very natural. I've been in my fights
and then
Alana
it's over
too, and then it's over. Yeah, it's just that people aren't meant to be in such close quarters together for so long, and everything.
Even if they love each other,
right? Even if they love each other, because it's always healthy to go be an independent person and make sure you don't lose your identity and who you are, and do things that make you happy, which sometimes means doing separate things from your loved ones, which is totally okay and healthy and wonderful, and I'm a big advocate for it. And you know, but sometimes when you're all stuck together forever, you just, you know, it's, everyone's emotions are like all over the fucking place. Everyone's depressed
what,
and stressed
said,
and scared about different shit.
Yeah, but one thing that you are allowed to do by law is to get out there and take a little walk around the block and look at the, leave your phone in your pocket. Getting a little choked up now, not because I'm sad, but because I swallowed spit incorrectly at the beginning of what I was saying. Gathering myself now.
He died doing what he loved, swallowing spit incorrectly.
And gathering thoughts. But just fucking go outside and look around at stuff that's not your phone. And I think you'll be surprised at like, just noticing different shit. Remember when we talked about noticing shit?
Oh yeah, noticing.
Man,
things.
Has there never been a better time to notice things in your neighborhood?
Oh yeah, now's the time to really hone in on noticing things. Whoa, a quarter! Whoa, a bottle cap!
Whoa!
Is that one of those bottle caps that has a fortune on it? Let's find out.
Is this one of those bottle caps that a genie pops out of?
You know what, though, Mike? You reminded me while you were saying that it's very important to walk it off, that it is also one of the rules of a punk rock. Did you know that rule number 7, walk it off?
Walk it off, mate.
Listen, mate, you punch things. You punched
punch it.
Punch it.
Punch.
But don't punching forget. It. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
To walk it off.
Put one foot in front of the other and walk it off in there, mate.
You gotta walk it off, Mike. Walking it off is a thing. There's a reason why you know about that phrase, walk it off. Because it's truly such a helpful thing.
You think the first person who ever said that phrase wasn't walking it off from time to time?
It wasn't just like, holy shit, I discovered a way to not be angry in the moment. You literally just walk away. Yeah.
You could just walk for a little while.
You can walk.
And then the good thing about that is you got some you're privileged enough to have some place to come back to.
Yeah.
You know, you got some place to come back to. Walk away from it.
Yeah.
You're like a boomerang.
Well, and you're stuck. You know, we're all stuck, right? We're stuck where we are with our parents, with our families, with our loved ones, whatever. We're stuck. So you got to be able to just like put on a fucking mask and gloves if you want to be safer, but or just don't touch your face and wash the fuck out of them when you come back. But
you
leave your apartment.
As we both sit here touching our faces, we're both like, don't touch your face. I actually am fine with touching my face right back in from my walk it off in it. This morning, I put too much sanitizer on my hands.
Uh-oh.
You ever squirt out too much?
Oh, yeah. And then you got to put it on your arms. I'm going to put it down by my elbow where I need the most disinfectant.
Yeah. My eyes have never been cleaner.
You know, walking it off is it's golden. You got to be able to get out because it forces you to be with yourself. you know, but also with like super a important. Different scenery, which is also super important. Yeah. Fresh air, physical Dude, activity, getting your heart moving with the rhythm of a nice walk. Moving with the rhythm of a nice
you
walk.
You want to hear something?
Moving with the rhythm of a nice walk.
Okay, out. Hey,
with the rhythm
hey,
of a nice walk.
Hey,
walk
it out. Hey, walk it out. Hey, walk it out. Hey, walk it out.
That's my favorite Rod Stewart.
Put it on Spot-a-tunes.
What were you going to say, Mike?
So I think my standards for things that I think are like cool and fun and fascinating are so low now because there's nothing else to do that I'll go outside without my phone and I'll look at the way, like, I always go outside when the sun is setting, like during the golden hour times to take pictures and shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes even the way sun comes through a tree and like, it's that time of year where Zoya just fell down. It's that time of year where like the gnats and the mosquitoes and stuff are like,
did you say Zoya becoming? Just fell down?
She fell at some point, but she'll figure, she'll walk it over. And then like the way that the light is coming through all this stuff, it's like real nice.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the Avatar forest, but you're not.
It's beautiful.
You're in the concrete jungle of Los Angeles.
And I know everyone's joking.
You gotta find the beauty.
Like everyone's doing jokes now about how like nature is returning or whatever. You've seen all those stupid things. but like it's them. True. It's true. I like all of them. I like the ones that are real and I like the fake ones too. Because you know, if there's less people out there, then nature truly is gonna kinda come back a little bit. And once you're out there, there's so many birds and there's so many buggies and not the scary buggies, not the fucking murder hornets. Mike, are you...
Murder hornets scare me so much.
Okay, so what do you know about the murder hornets?
I know that they're roughly the size of a television remote control.
And can get to as a Sega Game Gear.
And they can flip a Volkswagen with just one of them. Just one of them can flip a Volkswagen, dude.
Is that you?
Just one of them can flip a Volkswagen.
Man, I'm worried about what they could do to my Fiat. They're going to take me away.
Dude.
They're going to pick me right out of the freeway and I'm done for.
They can. Two murder hornets can take a Fiat away up to 50 miles.
Dude, they're going to fly me straight up into the air, and then they're going to let me go and let me slam down onto the freeway. Like bullies.
Dude, and then they're going to move in with your girlfriend.
Dude, I had a dream last night about bees and hornets and shit, because I was just thinking about like how terrifying that is. The fucking
Zoya had a dream about bees.
No shit, last night?
Yeah.
Oh Zoy. My god.
Zoy.
You guys still talking?
Hi. Wendy, good to see you again. When did you have your dream about bees?
The night before last.
The night before last.
Dude, I had one last night.
Does that
night.
Do anything for you?
I had one last
Steve
night.
Steve had one last night, sorry. That's weird, she says.
Ask her what I should do.
What was her dream was about there were bees. She was in bed and then she picked up the covers and there were bees in there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I got like a bee on my neck or something and I could feel it freaking out. Cause Owen told me a story. Should we try to call Owen really quick?
Yeah, call him up.
Let's call Owen because everybody misses Owen.
Dude, the guy who's outside who comes to wish you happy birthday but social distances.
There's the boy. Hey, listen, Owen, we're recording Dynamic Banter right now.
Oh, God.
And you're not going to be able to hear Mike, unfortunately, but I want you to tell, and I'll relay to you what the things Mike is saying, but I want you to tell us your bee story. Will you tell us that? Or tell Mike the bee story? Because we're talking about the murder hornets.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh,
which
Mike.
These are not the murder hornets.
Mike drew you on his finger and is holding it up to his little camera.
Looking forward to seeing that bit.
So we were talking about murder hornets, and I was telling Mike last night I had a dream that I was stung by like a bee. I had like a crazy bee dream, cause I was thinking about your fucking nightmare story that you're gonna tell Mike, but also I was thinking about those fucking murder hornets.
Yeah, I just saw those. Yikes.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Okay, so I got stung by a bee when I was 5, and that was it. And then I got stung by a bee a few years ago, so twice in my life. And then I got stung twice last week.
You hear that, Mike? Mike's laughing.
Oh my god, dude, what a good ending.
He says it's a great ending.
You're like the kid from My Girl.
He says you're the kid. Oh, are you the kid from My Girl, Owen?
Macaulay Culkin.
What are you gonna do when the murder hornets come, Owen?
Yeah, God, I don't. I mean, just take me now.
But the craziest part of Owen's bee story that happened was there was like a bee freaking out on you.
Yeah, like the first time. It was on the back of my neck, and I felt, this is how it normally goes, I felt something crawling, and I swiped at it, and then that's when it stings you, right?
Right.
So, that sucked, whatever. And by the way, a few years ago when I got stung, I looked it up, and it said, like, put wet tobacco on it, put ice on it, put toothpaste on it, and toothpaste totally does the trick.
Did you hear that, Mike? Toothpaste does the trick for a bee sting.
You could find any...
So that day
answer
I went
like that on the internet.
Wait, Mike says you could find any answer like that on the internet.
Well, yeah, but I found all of them on the internet, and I tried them all that time a few years ago, and the toothpaste one worked, at least in my experience.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, guys. The toothpaste worked for Owen.
Yeah. So maybe just carry around guys, like a spray bottle of like Listerine for in case the murder hornets are coming.
Well, Listerine will kill the murder hornets?
I doubt it.
I heard you have to hit him with a car.
Mike says you have to hit him with a car. All right. Well, we're going to let you go, Owen, because like, this is a nightmare to try to make it happen because Mike can't hear you. Or you can't hear Mike.
Yeah, murder just implies they're doing it on purpose.
That's what I said. I just said that they're going to pick up my Fiat while I'm on the freeway and then drop it from the sky. They're going to murder me in a creative way.
Yeah, whatever. These bees were definitely freaking out. That's the point of that story. It was not the second time I didn't swipe it or anything. It just started stinging me, and I swiped it away, and then it, even without its stinger, kept just like attacking me all over. And all the construction guys across the street were cracking up. So it was like running around in the middle of the street.
Wait,
I guess
you,
it was like the Burbs, wasn't
you basically
it?
Reenacted a scene from a Martin Short movie in the 80s.
Yeah, it was either the Burbs or Pure Luck.
Yeah, Pure Luck. The only thing I remember about Pure Luck is the swollen face, is Martin Short with the swollen face.
I remember thinking that was the funniest thing in the world, and we pulled that clip up a couple years ago. It's okay.
Well, don't meet your heroes. All right, Owen. Well, it was great to great talking to you, buddy. Thanks for sharing the story. All right.
My hand was getting tired, so I'm really happy about that.
I'm so happy you did that, Mike.
Steve, have you been playing sounds? Because I can't hear any of the
sounds. No, I have played nothing. I will play this for you right now. Did you hear it?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, no. That's interesting. You don't hear Dazeem?
Please. Is there a quick fix? Yes, talented, please. One and only
Dazeem. Didn't hear that?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Please welcome well, the F. wickedly talented one and only. That's all right. We could push through.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't know why, but it's not. Damn, that's going to suck for when we play this this Spotify thing.
Yes.
All right, we'll figure it out in a second. But I want to talk a little bit more about these about the murder hornets. What do you know about them? You know that they're as big as a remote control.
They're I actually don't know that much about them, but I don't want to overload myself with things to be bummed out about at the at the moment. So I put a cap on my ability to learn the inadequate amount of information about the murder hornets. I do want to learn more about that. I saw a video of a hive of bees attacking one, though, and it was crazy. They all jumped.
Yeah,
like it took a whole hive.
I saw some kind of post what was it? Oh, it was bees covered a murder hornet. Like they all like covered it. Like it was like 10 bees or maybe more than that. I'd say like 30 bees. They all like covered a whole murder hornet, and then they all like vibrated as fast as they could, which is like a thing, a thing they can do. And they what it did was it like heated them all up to like super hot and cooked the murder hornet.
Dude, that's like I Am Legend. When the zombies are in the corner and they're just like
yeah, exactly. Oh, right. I know why you can't hear it, Mike. I'm about to fix it.
Why?
Get ready.
Can I say one more thing about bees?
Yeah, please. Please say more things about bees.
I'm hearing my own self.
Oh, no, you're hearing your own self. Okay, hold on. I know why.
Yeah, that part I don't like, but I like the other part.
All right, hold on. I'll show you why. There it is. Try it now. Oh, now I can't hear you. Shit.
Shit, man. Well,
can you
there's a time and a place to do these things.
You can still hear yourself?
What'd you say? I could no.
Oh, you can't hear yourself?
No.
Oh, great. No. Okay, so I think I did it. You ready? Here comes the Dazeem. You tell
play
me if
sound.
You hear it.
Dazeem. I heard that.
Yay!
Clear as crystal.
Great.
Wanted to say one more thing about bees.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think about the vibrating move that cooked the fucking hornet? Isn't that bad? It's like I Am Legend. You're right. You did say that. But I don't want to stop talking about that because it's so fucking cool. It's like aliens.
Yeah. It's also, it makes me feel bad that they're only, because regular bees, if they sting you, when they fly away from the stinger, it like pulls out all their intestines.
Their guts.
And shit like
yeah.
That. It's attached to the inside of
what
them.
A stupid
so it
evolutionary
makes me sad they have no yeah like they have no other
defense mechanism
that I know of. I know nothing about bees.
Well, they have
yeah
they have
it makes me sad. Like what if we all rub together? What if 1,000 of us rub together? Like, when was the first imagine how angry they had to be at whatever was happening to you know want to get together and rub. No one told them about social distancing.
Here, I'm going to read it to you right now. Video shows.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's one of those sites that's like, let us show you all of our ads, motherfucker.
Is it a bees only fan site?
It's I'm on bees, hotbees.org.
Only.
Don't
only
run on
bees.
This page. There
you
go.
You have to
okay.
pay $15 a month to see them rubbing on another bug.
Video shows that murder hornets can be cooked alive by a vibrating sphere of bees.
And that's the only way to stop them. So good luck, humans.
I mean, if the only way to stop them is to heat them up, let's all get flamethrowers.
No, it has to be vibrating bees. That's the only way to do it.
The giant hornets are colonizing the United States and were first sighted in Washington State in December. So we're about to be overtaken by bugs during a
they're taking advantage of the situation.
Pandemic. Yeah, they work this out.
Part of that is I have not seen any pictures, and correct me if I'm wrong, of these murder hornets with an N95 mask on.
Dude,
so
I'll tell you that.
Out there in the air. They're out there in the air where the disease is, by the way.
Mike, I think you've got.
So
I think
they're
you've
about
got,
to catch it.
I think you've got a really good point there because.
Or
what would be the perfect way for bugs to finally get ahead of humans and become a threat to humans? Strike during a fucking pandemic when humans are the weakest they possibly could be. Because, like, they could do it during a war or whatever, but a war only makes a certain part of the world weak. You know, the other parts of the world are still strong. They could come in and help and destroy
the hornets.
Plus, if you're
in a war, you're ready to swat a bee at all times if you're in war mode.
You're equipped. You're equipped with those tennis rackets that are electrified. That's army issue. But but during a pandemic, the entire world is weakened. So it's like the perfect time for like murder hornets to start to colonize
and they know
other
that.
Parts of the world.
And they know that.
I think they know that. I think they know it, and it's the perfect time for nature to start to attack us. I think that's terrifying.
Now, if we were able to fill the bees with a vaccine.
Wow, I never even thought of that.
Would you mind being stung if you knew that it was going to lead to immunity from a disease threatening our very species?
Would you mind if I thought about that for a second?
I won't mind. Do you want to do it right now or do you want to take a time later for private reflection?
I'd love to do it right now.
Okay.
How much money would it take? Have you had your hearing? Do you believe in the power of? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you have a sweet
tooth? While the sting of a murder hornet can kill humans, honeybees are their primary targets.
Who just gave up as far as naming bees goes? I feel like every other species of every other living thing has like a really fucking cool name. And they're like, well, what's that? Well, that's a bee. That's just a bee. Okay, well, that one's a little bigger. What's that one? A bumble. It's like a bumble.
Oh, well, that looks a little bit like a bumble.
But look at that
who's
one.
That
one looks
that
like a bump? Motorcycle. It looks like he has a yellow jacket on. Yeah, that's a yellow jacket.
Hey, wait, over here, it looks like all of these other bees are like helping this one bee. And that one bee looks a little different from the other bees. Let's call that a queen bee.
That'll be the queen one.
That'll be the queen.
You know how there's a queen of people?
Yeah.
Other bees are surrounding that bee like it's the goddamn queen or something.
Let's call it the queen of bees.
Let's say you were playing cards.
But check this out. Japanese.
Which card would that be?
So here's the deal. This video and this article is referring to so the murder hornets are they're known as Asian giant hornets, and they have been in Japan. Like they've already been in Japan. They've already been there.
They've been in Japan.
And so these Japanese bees.
Have you seen one of these hornets? Don't even bring up.
Just know Japan. You gotta just know that they've been to Japan.
Dude, if you took one semester abroad in Japan and you think you could hold a conversation with these bees? They've been to Japan. There's nothing you could tell them about the 6 to 8 months that you were there that these bees don't know inside and out.
They'll show you where all the hot spots are. And I'm not talking about the touristy shit. I'm talking about the stuff that only the locals know.
Yeah.
They'll take you to Akihabara.
Shel Silverstein presents Only the Locals Know.
These Japanese honeybees, Mike, have developed the technique. What is that? Was that a fart?
What's that? That was a video of one of them.
Oh, man, I need more of that. Dude, I made a great one.
I have
one
a video
day.
Of one.
I have one, too, one if you want to do some fart stuff in a second. Wow!
I have a quick.
That was like trying to get the cupboard open, but there's something down on the bottom. So you're like. Anyway, this is the last thing I want to say about these bees.
Jimmy McDonald.
The honeybees, the Japanese honeybees developed the technique that they're calling hot defensive bee ball.
Zoya was thinking about taking one of those classes before this whole COVID thing.
It's like hot yoga, but it's very defensive basketball that you play while it's very hot. But yeah, they roast the hornets alive in a ball of vibrating bees. So that's pretty
that must be what
cool.
I saw. I thought they were all like stinging them, but they all engulfed.
Oh, that's what you saw? Because I know there's other ones.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, let's do our ads.
I'm gonna
really
freak
quick.
Out. I'm telling you right now, dude. I'm gonna freak out if one comes near me. I'm gonna freak out.
One of those murder hornets?
Yes.
Dude,
like if one lands on you, if you're
out.
Taking your walk, I don't want that.
You're gonna lose it. I think that's everyone's reaction. That's going to be everyone's reaction.
They look cool as shit, though. I'll say that. It looks like the smallest Transformer.
Yeah. It looks like the bad guys in a Marvel movie, in an upcoming Marvel movie.
Mosquitor.
Yeah.
Mosquitox.
It's pretty creepy, though, man.
You know they're 10 pounds each?
Yeah, but what do they bench?
I've heard they do they do they even lift?
Do they even lift, bro? Have they been to Japan?
I heard that I heard they break little kids' shoulders by landing on.
All right, let's do some ads. And then we'll get to some farts, because I got a fart that I did. And then, man, we're like flying through this episode. We just talked about.
I'm very excited for the second half of this show.
Me too. We definitely talked a lot about bees and shit. Guys, Squarespace. We love Squarespace. They're a beloved sponsor of the program. And we love Squarespace. Mike is a huge fan. Bigger than me, I'd say, because Mike has a Squarespace website.
Dude, I got a Squarespace.
Mike hasn't been to Japan, but he certainly has a Squarespace.
I got a 10-part blog on my website, my Squarespace website, about how I didn't go to Japan.
He's never been to Japan. But guys, what can
I've
you do
I've never
with
been to Japan.
Let's talk about it. You can create a beautiful website. That's what you can do. A truly beautiful website. You can turn your cool idea into a website. You can showcase your work on a website. You can blog or publish your content on a website. Or you can sell products and services, promote your online business or your physical one, announce an upcoming event or a special project. Guys, you can do so many things. You can make a website with sound files on them. fun, jokey sound files.
Dude, I would have loved your website in 1998.
Maybe it's time to bring it back.
A throwback website with sounds on it from 1998?
Yeah, everything's about
Squarespace.
Everything's about nostalgia right now, Mike. Nostalgia's in.
You're right.
Give it a shot.
I would go to that website 1,000 times.
Danny's Sounds. And if there isn't a gif of a dragon and they're like opposite each other and are doing the same move. Yeah. With glitter.
What does your cursor change into when you try to scroll around
it's
the
got
screen?
Fire on it. Whoa, my cursor has fire. That's so cool.
And dude, is there like an 8-bit version of a lit song playing in the background?
Oh, absolutely there is. It's a MIDI. It's a MIDI file. Dude, I remember when you could like customize your cursors on your computer. And I was like,
MySpace? I was like,
the world is mine. And, no, on your computer. Like when it
this
was like,
it.
Like, I was like, the world is mine. I'm going to make so many fucking cool cursors. And so I made like an R2-D2 one. And I was like, fuck yeah. My mouse pointer is R2-D2 now. And then I realized that that's the most impractical pointer you could ever make. Because where's the point?
Yeah.
And it's really about the arrow, because the arrow really points to that one edge point on the arrow where your clicking is.
Dude, the tip is the MVP of the arrow.
I think
we could all agree.
It is. So anyway, guys, if you want to make a website all about what Mike and I were just talking about, you should go to Squarespace. They've got nothing to patch or upgrade ever. There's free and secure hosting. And there's built-in search engine optimization. Ooh. So people can search for whatever you want them to search for. It's all very easy. It's basically the easiest way to make a website. And there's 24/7 award-winning.
They're there for you 24/7.
That's exactly what I was saying, Mike. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to help you no matter what. So are you ready to start your new business? Or the future's calling, guys. Ring, ring. Excuse me, what is this? I don't know. It's a website idea. I don't know what to do with it. Excuse me. Go to squarespace.com/banter. That's right. Squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So we get you started. We get you started, kick it off, everything's ready to go. Get your website going. So guys, think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Squarespace.com/banter. Offer code BANTER for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Love us some Squarespace.
Man, they take care of us over there at Squarespace. If you're even thinking about a website, don't even think about anybody else.
I don't even care about anybody else.
Never even. If you're thinking about a website, free your mind of anyone else.
I don't care about anybody else. Guys, stamps.com. Let me tell you a little bit about stamps.com.
You're thinking about stamps? If you're thinking about stamps, don't think about anybody else.
I don't think about anybody else but stamps.com. And listen to me, for all of our sakes, I'm talking about little babies to old grandma, grandpa. We need to avoid crowds any way we can right now. But what if you need to
go to the post
office?
Oh, boy.
That's a humdinger. Well,
conundrum, Steve.
And what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? But you gotta socially distance. Well, don't worry, guys, because stamps.com is here to help. How? Well, anything you could do at the post office, you can do at stamps.com. That's right, a website. You can print postage on demand and skip those lines and crowds at the post office. Plus, you can actually save some money with discounts that definitely don't happen at the post office. Guys, Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer in the safety and comfort of your own home, office, or anywhere else you're hunkering down right now. This is actually a pretty great service to have. Not even just during what's going on right now, but in general. You can just send everything and anything that you would at any physical post office place, including postage and everything. It's really cool. You just use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once your mail is ready, you just leave it for your mail carrier. You schedule a free package pickup or drop it in a mailbox. Zero human contact required. It's that simple, guys. And with stamps.com, you get discounts too, like 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off USPS shipping rates. And exciting news, in addition to offering discounted U.S. Postal Service rates, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts and rates up to 62%. Plus, with Stamps.com, you won't even have to pay UPS residential surcharges. I know, Mike, it's crazy. Guys, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money. And keeping you safe in these crazy times. So, guys, right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and, guys, this is cool, a digital scale, which I think is kind of fancy. Without any long-term commitment, you just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Banter. That's right, B-A-N-T-E-R. That's stamps.com. Enter Banter. Stay safe, my friends.
Stamps.com. Make it
stay safe.
They need a new tagline, and they could have that for free. Stamps.com. Make you say whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mike, I did a happy May 4th. Instagram video that I found quite humorous. I would like to share it with you. Okay, you ready?
What does that mean?
Listen to this.
Sorry, I realized that was rude.
Oh no, no, that's the wrong one. Hold on. This is it. Okay, ready?
I want to know what that one was.
I'll play that one too. Here you go.
Hey everybody, I just wanted to say happy May the 4th be with you.
That's terrific.
And it's just a nice video.
Hey everybody, I just wanted to
say, do you ever use that? Holy shit.
And then I made one where I was like, all right, I know that's rude.
I realized that was rude. Star Wars Day is very important to me, and I know it's important to a lot of people. So enjoy your Star Wars Day and be safe. Sorry, I realized that was rude.
Did you crack your neck in the middle of that? Do you live with a chiropractor?
I did also send this one to my I'm in a group chat with Owen and Brett Register, and I sent them this I sent them this one of me waving to them. Wait.
That's like an error message in an MS-DOS game. No. No.
Or like in an old video game when you'd hit a wall you couldn't like get into.
Yes. Ugh. So my friend Jimmy, who sends me farts, comic Jimmy McDonald.
Love a good fart.
I don't know what his Instagram name is, but you got to look him up. Jimmy McDonald, he has the most unique name in comedy. I told him to change it to Jimmy McDonald. But he sends me these pictures of women doing yoga. And the audio is his fart.
No and fucking I wanna, way.
I'm going to play you one.
That's so
this
good.
This one's called Christina's Stinky But Well-Lit Walls. Now that sounds like a fireworks grand finale, and I've told him this, and that he needs to go to the hospital or call the police because they're too long. And I'm not the only one in his family that thinks he needs to see a specialist.
He needs to go to the police. Excuse me, officer.
Dude,
my farts are too long. Here's an audio of my fart, officer. It's too long. What can I do?
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? I know why I made you pull me over. I need to speak to someone.
Listen to this.
This one's called Marking Her Territory. Oh. Like when he leaves.
Wait, is
the
that
little
it? So at the end. That's his whole Instagram account? Or he just posts
no,
those
just
sometimes?
To me and Zoya.
Oh, he just sends you those.
They're just...
How? Wait. So he's not...
Tearing some paper there.
This has to be turned into something because it's brilliant.
It is. Did you see the video I put online that said farts that sound like something else? Mm-hmm. So next Tuesday, there will be a segment in Mike in the Morning. I think it's the 12th or the 15th. Next Tuesday is the 12th. There'll be a segment called Farts That Sound Like Something Else. And it's me getting farts from him and using stock footage to match up with what I think
God,
they sound.
That's so funny. I love that. That's really good.
I do like his approach, though. The yoga, the beautiful
yoga. It's really
yoga
good
women.
Because you could just have a whole Instagram account where every – it's just like hundreds of those.
Yeah. Dude, as a comedian now – in 2020, it's like it helps so much. Everyone has that podcast or that thing where people could be like, it's like they make their own credit.
Right.
You know, people will fucking fill a theater to see somebody who they recognize online for making like consistent memes that they could associate with like that person.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, every one of my comedian friends, I'm like, have that thing you do online and just do it forever. And just be consistent with it and really like doing it so you don't hate it after a while.
Right. You got to like it.
And that
doing
would be
it.
Perfect, but I don't think he could do it because I think his family hates it.
That's the thing. It's like I posted that one of me fucking full on farting on my Instagram story. Yeah. And to me, it's the funniest thing in the world. Just look at who was watching it and just see that so many of my friends were tricked into watching me fucking just blast ass. And it's like the funniest thing to me. It tickles me, but it made me feel gross too, because it's like that's why I made that one where I'm like, I realize that's gross, I'm sorry, but it also had a fart in it too. So it's like an apology with a fart.
Well,
in it.
What do you who do you want around you at the end of the day? Do you want people who are gonna unfollow you for that, or do you want people who think that's as funny as you think?
Oh,
it
certainly
is?
I want people that think that's as funny as I do.
I'm telling you, man. I think 500,000 followers when 14,000 are like with you no matter what.
it's not ripping off your comedian friend's idea if it's like photos, it's like famous scenes from movies with real farts added in.
No, that's
because I think that's my nerdy version of it, is like famous movie scenes with a real fart in it, not a fake fucking stupid.
I would want to hear a real fart with a clip of the movie more than I'd want to see a still of the movie.
Right. Right.
You know,
it makes it funnier.
Like if when what's the Star Wars one where Leia, mm-hmm. which is the princess
Leia. Yeah.
When she's like, I love you to Indiana Jones.
To space Indiana Jones.
And then the guy from, Air Force One turns around and goes, I know. And then you do a little fart after that.
Yeah. The problem is like, dude, yesterday was a fantastic fart day for me. It was an FFD all day. I was
where
dropping,
the moon was.
Dude, dirty eggs. But actually, they weren't dirty eggs because there wasn't any smell associated with them. It was literally
That's nice.
Just
That's what
big,
heaven's like.
Funny, fucking, loud, not smelly farts.
Yeah.
Like all
ones
day.
That you could spell.
The ones you can spell. The ones that's
those are my favorite.
The ones that could be mistaken for someone calling your name from across the house.
No, I said fwamp ba 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 bwamp.
Like it's like burp! What? No, no, I farted.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah. You okay? What'd you drop? No, no. It was a fart. I didn't drop anything. Anyway, all right.
Can
well,
I ask a favor?
Yes.
What are we at right now?
We're at 55 because minutes.
Can we go a little long?
Yeah.
Do you have time? Or
yeah,
do you
yeah.
Have something
let's
else
do it.
To do?
Let's do it.
I would like to run through these, be nice or not be nice. We got those brand new stickers, and I sent out the first 6 stickers to previous winners and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do that this week. I picked out 3 people who you're playing for already.
That's
and I
great.
Got 3 be nice or not be nice.
That's wonderful.
And we're going to go real lenient because I really like the fucking process of like, you get these people's addresses. Yeah, me too. And you send them stickers. And, like, it's all this weird time where we're stuck at our house, and then you get something in the physical mail from us, and
yeah.
It's stickers that no one else has. That's nice.
It's
okay,
a nice
be nice
little
or
treat.
Not be nice. We all know how to play the game. What's the...
I said it's a nice treat.
Okay, we all know how to play be nice or not be nice. Steve, I give Steve a hypothetical scenario, and he tells the world whether or not his friend Mike would be nice or not be nice. And if I agree with you, somebody wins a goddamn sticker. Okay, be nice or not be nice. On Monday, this is hypothetical. This did not really happen. On Monday, a celebrity tweets a video on TikTok from their infinity pool saying, stay at home. We're all in this together. Safer at home. On Tuesday morning, I, Mike Falzone, run into this person buying groceries at Whole Foods. If you're me, you'd be nice. Or not be nice.
This is a tough one for me because it's tough because, you know, I mean, it is ridiculous that these people are in their infinity pools in their mansions going like, all we got to do is stay home.
It's not so bad.
But it's like, it's they're not wrong.
Let's just go in our infinity pools.
Everyone, look, if everyone spends an hour a day in their infinity pools, this thing is going to go by so much faster. I guarantee it.
Because I'm such a humanitarian, I've been spending 12 hours in my infinity pool.
Oh, so brave. So brave.
I am a hero. But I will say this. I have an answer. Thank you. And the crowd loves it. I have an answer, and I have reasoning for that answer. If that makes it any easier.
I mean, I gotta say, it's not the wrong advice. It's not wrong advice. And all it is it's like, oh, okay, fucking rich guy. It's so easy to fucking stay at home. But it's like, that guy worked for his money, and that guy earned his fucking shit, I think. I'm assuming.
You're not wrong.
And it's like, it's not the wrong message to stay home. And like, even if you're in a fucking tiny New York apartment or something, you know?
Can I say this to build tension?
Okay, sure.
You're playing for Matt Shore right now. So depending on your answer,
Matt Shore
is waiting on your response to whether or not he gets some secret stickiers designed by Taylor Gale.
I don't know Mike Falzone to be the kind of person to go out of his way to be a not nice person to someone who he doesn't actually know. And hasn't actually personally been wrong to buy. So
then to help Matt out, let's just say they bumped my cart.
Okay, well, you're gonna not be nice to that guy. 100%.
Not be nice.
100%.
I'm really trying to give out these stickers. Do you want to hear my answer and my reasoning?
Yes, please.
I said not be nice, and then I said make it a point to make a video from the poorest spot in your house for solidarity.
At least it's about do self-awareness, it in your poorest looking place.
The garage, the part of the garage that you don't keep up.
It is interesting right now to see, like, have you seen that SNL has been doing, like, quarantine sketches and shit?
No, but I heard that they were doing it.
So you're seeing, like, their homes, essentially, because they're, like, filming from their yeah. homes. And so you're like, oh, so that's where Kate McKinnon lives. Oh, so that's how fucking, what's his name, who's with Scarlett Johansson lives. And it's like, it's interesting because it's like, all right, I see what you're working with. And then you see the ones that are like the new cast members and they're definitely in a kind of shitty New
Their
York apartment.
Yeah.
And it's like, huh, all right. But I love that, like, in solidarity, at least film in your least rich looking part of your house.
Yeah. Everyone has a dirty closet.
That's
okay.
Really funny.
Matt Shore, give me your goddamn address and I'll send you some stickers. Congratulations
job,
for your correct answer, Matt Shore.
Great job, buddy.
Anna or Anna Dennis, you're up next. Thank you for commenting on a Instagram video. That's how I got your guys' names.
Anna Gata DeVita.
So listen to this, man. I was trying to better myself. I was listening to a goddamn photography business podcast.
Mm.
And he had this wedding photographer on that just talks about... And who doesn't love? They're so important.
They do.
He was
They're
talking
frontline
about
workers.
How he had... He would search for wives on Instagram... And have all these automated responses loaded into his keyboard. Like if he did like control K, it would say, hey, saw that you're getting married, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And he was like, it's worked for years because all these women think that I'm making a personal connection, but all these responses that I have to these women are all loaded up and I've said it to multiple people.
It's all the same
And he
shit.
Was like, yo, he was like, you got to reach out and make the personal connection now that social media is what it is. So I have all these automated responses out to make these connections.
Oh, that's
and
so
he was
great.
So he was patting himself on the back so tough. So anyway, if I ever met this person, be nice or not be nice.
I think you're going to not be nice. 100%.
That's a not be nice. Anna Dennis, you want stickers. Give us your address.
Give us your address. Give us your address.
That's a person where if we were ever at like a convention or something and I ran into that person, yuck.
Same with like the Pauls, pretty much.
Do they have automated responses for their shit?
Yeah, I mean, don't they have those things where it's like, just like that, where you have like a fake phone number and it like, the fans can like text you and be like, I love your videos. Yeah. And then it goes like, gee, thanks, man. Signed, Toby Turner.
Is anyone trying to play people? You know, there's a difference between like making a connection with people. Not to say I'm not trying to be holier than thou or whatever, but if you're going to make making a connection with people part of your business, you have to put in time to do that. Like you put in time to make a new logo or fucking edit a video or
absolutely
whatever. Don't outsource your fucking connection to somebody.
No.
That's lame as fuck. Or be transparent about it. Anyway, There's some Nickelodeon gack from Steve. Last, be nice or not be nice to Papa Kurt. I put up an Instagram picture and he was the second comment on it. Matt was the first and he almost lost. So how's Papa Kurt going to get stickers? Well, let's find out. I'm wearing a mask around my neighborhood and to the store, and I blatantly stop and give someone the squint and wave. They look right at me, only to ignore my presence completely. The next time I see them after the pandemic, if I recognize who they are without the mask, do I A, be nice, or B, not be nice and never forget?
Wow, why is this one tough?
Picture, I mean, dude, me and you are at the store right now.
Okay.
We're having a calm day, calm but productive day.
Right.
I see someone maybe I recognize from the neighborhood. Give them the squint. We're in a mask, so I give them the squint. Like, this is, I'm smizing.
You gotta.
They look right at me in their mask.
Right.
And they go.
I mean, there's a chance.
I'll give you a hint, Steve.
Okay.
No, say what you were going to say first.
There's a chance that they don't recognize you because you've got your mask on.
Steve, look at my head. And I'll say this. I went into, what's that spot on Ventura?
Whole Foods?
Coffee Roasters.
Okay.
My favorite coffee spot in the world.
Okay.
Out in Studio City.
Okay.
Little mom and pop shop. Love and support them. I would keep them open my goddamn self if I was as rich as some of these SNL cast members. I walked in there the other day with a Dynamic Banter shirt around my shit and a, I don't remember what t-shirt I was wearing, but Dynamic Banter shirt. And she was like, this guy is hilarious. This guy does stand up with another guy who comes in here. Hey, Mike, how's it going? Introduced me around, blah, blah, blah. And I had a mask on.
Wow. Interesting. Right? Interesting. So,
it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. You know, I'm going to say you're going to be nice. You have to see this
Papa
person.
Papa Kurt gets no stickers.
Oh, shit. The audience loves it.
If I'm super nice to you in the store and then I see, let's talk about, it's not the pandemic.
I mean,
it's
if you
Thursday.
See this person all the time, though, it's like, all right, one time they get one time a not right reaction to a mask smile.
Uh-huh. The masked smile, the worst watchman.
To me, I'd give them one chance.
All right, Steve.
But I
you
know,
would.
I'm not you.
This game is also tough because it's a what mood was I in that
right,
day.
Right,
you
totally.
You have to factor
totally,
that in.
Totally. Right? It's difficult.
Steve, I was sent something amazing by a person named Spawsome on Instagram.
Okay.
And it is a word jazz album from 1966 called Colors by a gentleman named Ken Nordine. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. I didn't say Covet's name correctly last week, but fuck me, right? 1966 word jazz album called Colors from Ken Nordine.
I have it pulled up right here.
And they said, you and Steve have to talk about this. So I'm usually like, oh yeah, do we have to talk about this? And I'll look at half the stuff and I'll not look at the other half of stuff depending on what mood I'm in.
Right.
So important. And I instantly listened to this because I was on one of my walks and I've been real, my receptors have been open to new music and I'm like, hit me with it. And I start listening to this and it's life-changing.
Life-changing.
It's a 34-track album of an old man with a perfect voice talking about colors.
Which track do you
want
me to
play? Each track
a
different
here?
Color. Dude, just play number one. Olive? Like, here's what the album is. Olive is track number one.
Okay, I'm going to play it right now. Here we go. This track is called Olive from the Colors album by Ken Nordine.
Olive, poor thing, sits and thinks that it's drab. Sure does. Sits and sits and sits and sits and thinks about its olive drab, drab. Doesn't know that it is about to be named color of the year by those with a nose for the new, by the passionate few. Yeah, olive is definitely in. Everything that can possibly mean anything, anywhere, at least for a year, has got to be olive. Did you hear that, Olive? Did you know what it means? Oh, olive. There'll be olive cars and olive trucks and olive chickens and olive ducks and olive socks and olive garters and olive brakes and olive starters.
Dude, that's great.
And then there's 33 more tracks like that. Play Burgundy, please. All right.
Here comes Burgundy. It's loading up.
All of those chords on guitar look like that, by the way. All those jazzy add-nine resonance chords.
Love them.
You got to break a pinky to slap one of them. Reach around with your thumb, play that ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know why it's... Here we go.
You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Burgundy is fat. Burgundy. Fat. Burstingly. Burgundy. So. But also soft.
Whoa, this so is like ASMR.
Soft.
Doesn't his voice... So how horny are you for your fat. Own voice if you're this guy?
Yeah.
That you begin to wonder, really. How does Burgundy, soft and just...
Dude, I'm sure there's some diddles going on.
Dude, let me tell you what this is like. I was thinking about this when I heard this.
Okay.
This is like you have some kind of bonding experience with your uncle or your stepdad, and you have to paint the house, but what you brought to the party is weed for the first time since like 1996. Since your uncle got high.
Right.
And then your uncle gets too high. Maybe you do dabs with your uncle or something crazy like that.
Sure, why not?
And then your uncle is just sitting there stirring paint, talking like this.
As fat as it is, manage to keep up.
Uh-huh. Well, so we're going to paint the huffing, lobby first? Or?
And the deep, deep drowsiness.
Yeah, I see. After it looks like a reddish, dark red to me.
Come, big
kind of red. We should get the ceiling.
How much have you gained?
Looks like you missed a spot.
Beautiful, burgeoning burgundy. Big, big.
Well, we could burgundy. Do a different color if you don't.
Fat.
Okay.
Fat.
Oh.
Wow, he's really fat shaming burgundy. Is there blue? Oh, there is blue. Here it is. Let's hear blue.
What if he was like burgundy? Fuck burgundy.
When blue was the saddest. Sadder than that. Blue was the bluest. Blue can be blue. No one seemed to care. Least of all blue.
Do you have a favorite? Wow, there really is so many. Let's listen to Coral.
You know what I like? I like the whole thing.
You like the whole thing?
Coral. It exists. I like it.
As a color. is an absolute flip. Coral is as hip as the hippiest of hips. Don't ask me why, it just is. Coral knows what goes. Knows that it's
such
knows,
a 60s teenager thing to say.
Before it happens. Even then. Then when something is just maybe.
Dude, you know what this reminds me of? Just there are these songs that this guy performed and wrote called the Astrology Songs.
Uh-huh.
And it's similar. He did a song for every astrology sign.
Is it this guy? Is it Ken Nordine?
Which one is it? It's hang on. No, no, it's not. This guy's name is fuck, what's his name? Harvey Sid. Which okay. one's the oh, let's listen to Pisces.
Okay. Once upon a time
Burgundy.
There were two little fishes. And each had their own little whims and their wishes. Pisces moods keep changing. Some say I'm insecure. To be or not to be, I can't decide for sure. I love fantasizing. My world is on a string. If Dreamland had a ruler, then Pisces would be king. Pisces, Pisces, Pisces.
The picture of Hank Green person.
The magical mind, so gentle and kind. Pisces,
who is this lady?
Pisces,
shoulders, shuffling lady.
Shuffling lady.
This lady looks like she's dancing on ice, and let's get this lady off the dangerous ice and my shoulders. Bow tie in my shoulders. Dude, that
what's your
that Colors album?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Yes, please, please.
That guy Ken, the voice, mm-hmm. was hired by Fuller Paint Company to write radio advertisement spots.
Is that what these
but they
are?
Became so popular. That's what I think that's what they started as, but they became so popular, like the Geico ads of their day, that they became an album.
No way.
Yeah, I thought
that's
that was
the
real
best
sweet.
Kind of shit, and I love it. I'm now obsessed.
Yeah,
I'm Mike,
listened to that 1,000 times. So thank you for sending us that.
Thank you. Colors is now our new obsession. But before we end the podcast for the day, Mike, or the week rather, what is your astrological sign?
I'm one of those ones that's a different one depending on what magazine you read. I'm either a Scorpio or the scales.
Scorpio or the scales? Which one's the scales?
You could
Capricorn? Sagittarius?
No. Libra?
Aries? Libra.
Is that? I honestly don't know.
But you're either
I hate how many people are gonna hear that and show up in comments and be like, oh, that makes so much sense. Mike is a Scorpio. I already hate that.
Well,
I already hear Megan Tonja saying, oh, typical Scorpio.
Let's listen to the Scorpio song and see if it nails you, Mike. Let's see. Is this about you? So far it is.
Scorpio. Scorpio, they say I'm shrewd in a feud. I don't quit, break, or bend. That I can see right through your soul and out the other end. They say my sign is the ruler of physical fun. But where are all these stories coming from? It's not me. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, 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 no. Can't you see? It must be some other Scorpio. Some other Scorpio.
Wow, what a jam.
This is deep
Scorpio.
As fuck, by the way.
Wow.
Scorpio.
Is he singing about you, Mike?
I don't know what he's saying.
All right. Well, we'll find out next time on Dynamic Banter. Mike, I miss you, man. Let's do another one of those.
Do we have to do a history road to keep up with continuity?
No, let's do one next time.
Or was that my astrological?
Yeah.
All right, astrological.
Yeah, we'll do one next time.
Learning a little bit about ourselves.
Let's do another social distance hang before we record next week.
All right, man. Or maybe by next week, they'll say that people are allowed in restaurants by 6 feet away. And then I will determine that friends can be allowed in the same room as restaurants 6 feet away.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Do you have any, if restaurants say this week that people in the middle of next month can be 6 feet away and eat burritos, will you be in the same room?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Scorpio.
So, what is there to plug? Tuesday nights, me and Anthony Carboni have been watching movies on Netflix Watch Party. And Mike, you should come do one eventually.
Okay.
And then I've been streaming Animal Crossing on the Valley Folk channel. And then Valley Folk's been posting stuff every week, too. Lots of stuff going on there. And then the Patreon, Valley Folk Patreon, has some good stuff, too. And I guess that's it. Oh, first cool. time show is back. Me and Brett and Alana are going to watch The Leftovers.
What are you guys watching?
We're watching The Leftovers.
Oh, cool.
You ever seen that show?
No, I have not.
It's a good show. You should watch it, Mike, and then maybe come do an episode with us.
Okay.
But yeah, that's back on the Valley Folk or the Valley Cast channel.
Nice. That's nice.
Ooh, nice.
Are you guys doing a podcast? Valley Folk people?
Still yes, doing a the Valley Cast, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we do that on the Valley Cast channel as well.
Nice. Me and Zoya have a podcast that comes out every Monday that just got on Spotify so more people can listen to it. Videos for that come out every Friday on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFalzone. I put out a video every Tuesday. It's either stand-up or Mike in the Morning is back. So just came out with a stand-up video yesterday. So on the 12th, like I was saying, a Mike in the Morning will come out. And then if you want to go follow my photography at Mike Faltography on Instagram, and now you could buy prints of any of that stuff, especially by request. If there's something that you see on the site that you want a print of, we could do that. So thank you for all the support. Thank you for listening to this. It's one of the high points of the week for me, at least. Mm-hmm. Be nice. And love doing it. Can't wait to be in the same room with my friend. But it's only a matter of time. We're all getting through it together in our infinity pools.
We're all in a big infinity pool together. And the only way to get through this is for us to stick together and not go outside without a mask on or some shit. In the
serious beigeness. Don't leave the pool. Of being
its bait. All right. Well, Mike, I love you. I miss you. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys next time on Dynamic Banter. Thank you all. Is
that
shade of yellow that's
afraid? That was a HeadGum podcast.